Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. This week, we'll be talking a great deal about anxiety and how we cope with anxiety in our life. And all of us deal with it a little bit differently. I understand that. But there is a building process that can help give us a foundation as we cope with everything that goes on with this life. Let me give you a question to get us underway today. What you believe will shape your life and influence whether or not you obey the Lord. Is that true? Well, here's maybe an answer to that. The better that you know Him, the more that you are attuned to His attributes, and the better that you have a willing spirit toward His ways, the more confidence that you'll have to walk and obey Him. But that will also eliminate a great deal of stress in our life when we recognize that what God calls us to, God always will equip us for. What God is inviting us into is a life with greater peace. And so when we think about this, let's take a look at Romans chapter 1, verse 17, where it talks about this process. The righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. In other words, God knows your limitations, folks. So He stretches your trust in Him step by step, baby step by baby step, in greater measure every time. And you can see an illustration of that in the life of David. We'll talk in Daniel and David as we move through the week. But one of the things I want to encourage you that is in the pace and the hectic anxiety of life, I encourage you to make sure that meditation becomes a time of quietude and meditation is a time of solitude. When we start to recognize that the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, we've got to put ourselves in a position where we can receive this stretching, where we can receive this faith to faith. And the greatest medication for our anxiety oftentimes is that we learn to live by faith. We learn to live in such a way that we can reduce our stress and our anxiety by trusting Christ more, not less. And I know this sounds counterintuitive, but I know many people who mind their way into my office for a counseling appointment that would say, genuinely, my stress is that I want to be more like God, but I'm not. And I would just say, man, take that pressure off of you. God's will and God's way, while it may be challenging to obey, it is on Him to accomplish that task, not on you. Much of the stress we put on ourselves is that we try to become more like God instead of knowing God more and trusting Him to be broader, bigger, and more deliberate in our life. It's about us turning loose and allowing Him to grab hold. So today, let's take a few deep breaths and prepare ourselves to have a time of quietude and solitude and let our anxiety and our stress this day melt away into the hands of a holy and a righteous God. Let's take a few breaths. You ready? Hold it and let's take another one. This time I want you to draw in a huge breath through your nose and hold that for a minute and then let it out through your mouth, and as if you're just letting go of the worry, the stress, and the strain of this day. Let's go. Let your muscles collapse a little bit. Find yourself a place of not just solitude, quietude, but comfort, so that your shoulders can fall apart a little bit and your facial muscles get from tense to at ease. And come before the Lord and imagine, if you will, that you're sitting on the beach and you've gotten up and you've walked down the beach a little bit. You found a strip of beach where there was really hardly nobody there, and you saw this one, what looks like a really super comfortable chair. And sitting in that chair is God Himself. And in the warmth of the sunshine and the sound of the ocean, you walked up and you sat down beside the Lord and you just said, God, I want to tell you what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for these two things right now. So in that moment of quietude, solitude, peace, comfort, and safety, bring to the Lord, Lord, I am so grateful for, and then finish that sentence. And then, Lord, I love you and I am grateful for you, and I don't know what I would do without you, but I am also in need for you today to be able to step into my life and provide for me peace and comfort. Lord, would you grant me the same peace that you offered your disciples after your resurrection? And God, would you step through the door into my life and say, peace I give you. And then, friend, I encourage you to receive it. So join me in this prayer. Father God, would you step in and provide me with a peace that passes all human understanding today? And then, if you would, have the courage and the willingness to stop where you're at and be willing to say, Father, I need you to do X, whatever X is, fill in the blank, today as I try to walk in peace with less anxiety and less stress in my life. And then ask the Lord if he would literally, if he would breathe into your life calm, would he breathe into your life peace? Would he breathe into your life confidence that he will do all these things according to his will in your life? And then trust him with those things by literally saying, Lord, I know you don't need permission, but Lord, I surrender my heart and my life to you right now and trust that you will grant me all these things. And then finally, begin to pray right now for your spouse, your children, your loved ones, that the Lord would breathe peace into your home and into your family as well. All right, so let's take 60 seconds and stop, and let's not say a word. Let's not fill our ears with anything. Let's not fill our soul with anything except the voice of God. Friend, listen, he is not playing hide and seek from you. He cannot wait to speak with you. And oftentimes what happens is we simply describe a way out of hearing God in his supernatural power so that we might explain it in our subnatural power of humanity. Friend, listen, he wants to speak to you and he wants to do it now. So let's take 60 seconds and I'll come back in just a bit and we'll wrap up our time of daily meditation. And we're back. I would imagine you heard the train roll by. I'm recording today in my home studio, and I live literally about a softball toss from a railroad track. Let me leave you with this thought, that God, our creator and sustainer, is utterly faithful. Everywhere in the Bible, we can see that he keeps his promises. So let's soak in these powerful truths. In Isaiah 55:11, this is the promise. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me void, but it will accomplish what I please, and it will prosper in the thing for which I sent it. And then in Jeremiah 1:12, then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am actively watching over my word to fulfill it. My friend, listen, may you walk in peace today while the world remains anxious and screaming for your attention. allow yourself to remain in the spirit of meditation and peace and joy on this day. God bless you. I'll see you back tomorrow for another weekday meditation as we conquer anxiety. Bye now.